You're listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, and the Beaches, 91.5 FM, as well as W272BA, Cocoa Beach, and Vieira, FM 102.3.
WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. This is your host. I'm Dr. Paul Esposito. I've got 1 minute for a quick intro today. We're going to wrap up this sermon that started on Monday. It's the sermon I just preached for Christmas just a week ago. At the church that I pastor, it's called The Humbled and Exalted Christ. Instead of looking at the birth of Jesus from down here, we're looking at the birth of Jesus from a heavenly perspective and looking at the theology behind it. Where we look at Jesus, where it says that he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Therefore, that is on account of what he did, God has highly exalted him and given him the name, which is above every name. That's where we're at today. For a copy of this, write to me, Paul, WMIEFM.com. If you'd like a copy of my New Testament for any gift of any amount, write to me at that address. I'll give you more info on it. Here's the last part of this message now.
He totally emptied himself of his privileges. He never stopped being God, but he laid aside certain privileges as God. That's why he can say, talking of his return, of that day and hour knoweth no man, not even the Son. He laid aside certain privileges. Verse 8, it says, being found in appearance as a man. Well, let me pick that up in verse 7. Who, existing in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God. Greek word isos, I-S-O-S, means what it says. To be equal, one and the same. To be equal, on an equal level with. And it says he did not consider it robbery. Meaning he wasn't doing anyone any harm. He didn't rob from anyone to become. He was God. He is God. He didn't, you know the old saying, you rob Peter to pay Paul? He didn't rob anyone. He's always existing as God. And being found in appearance as a man, well, again, verse 7, made himself of no reputation, taking the form of a bondservant, Greek word doulos, means slave, and coming in the likeness of men. That's what we just looked at. And verse 8, and being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even the death of the cross. This is the God-man, still existing as God on the inside, who raises the dead, who calms the stormy seas, who speaks the words, peace be still, who speaks the words, little girl, I say to you, arise. Who speaks the words, let no fruit ever grow on you ever again. And who shouts the words, Lazarus, come forth, is the Son of God. The same Jesus is now found in appearance, Greek word schema, where our word schematic comes from, like a schematic diagram. Appearance, it's the schematic of Jesus. He's got hair, he's hungry, he's thirsty, he's tired, he bleeds. He dies. But on the inside of this schematic is Almighty God, being found in appearance like a mustache, being found in appearance as a man. He humbled himself. Think about that. Almighty God in a barrel of hay. Angels must have been out of their mind at this. How could you do this? Why did he do it? Because he loves you. Because he loves you. That's the Christmas message. We're going through the book of Acts. We see that Jesus was crucified because of the foreknowledge of God. That is, God looked into the future and he saw you. And he loves you that much that he did what he did because of you. Where's that in the Bible? I'm glad you asked that. That's Romans chapter 5, verse 8. That says God demonstrates. I mean, here it is on display. God demonstrates his own love towards us, and that while we were still sinners, that Christ died for us. Change the pronouns here. Like when Daffy Duck says to Bugs Bunny, pronoun trouble. Instead of us, it's you. I got pronoun trouble. God demonstrates his own love towards you, in that while you were still a sinner, Christ died for you. He'd leave the 99 behind and come and get you because he loves you just that much. Amen. I'm just here standing on the housetop proclaiming it to you because I'm grateful for what God's done in my life and I want to share it with you. He humbled himself. Became obedient unto death. I quoted you a minute ago, Acts 2:23. Him being delivered by the determined purpose and the foreknowledge of God. Him you have taken by lawless hands and crucified and put to death. So in other words, like I said here a couple weeks ago, God had a camp meeting. All by himself. Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. And what came out of that camp meeting was the Son had to die. God took counsel with himself. It's like a football game. You know, when a football game and someone commits a penalty, the referee, they stop the clock and they go and they look under the thing. And then the guy comes back and he says what? What are the first three words? Under further review. You see, just like the penalty in the football game is your sin and mine. And under further review, the Bible says God took counsel, means he contemplated what to do. But long before it happened, God doesn't respond to us. He decrees. He is sovereign. He knows what's going to happen before it happens because he's God. He's sovereign. He's in charge. He's on the throne. And he took counsel amongst himself. The decision was, the Son had to die. God can't die. I can't die for you. It's a novel thought, but my blood can't redeem you. You need someone perfect to die. Who's not God, but who's perfect. Oh, what a conundrum. Who do we have? Him, the man in the glory, Jesus Christ. He's the only one capable of dying for you. That God will take his. That's what the word propitiation means. That means God takes this, slams it down and says, that will work. He will work. He will work. His blood will do it. His blood is perfect. It's not stained like mine. It's not polluted. It's not polluted. That's what it means when it says Jesus was obedient even to the point of death, comma, golly, even the death of the cross, the humiliating cross. where they died criminals, and they killed criminals and pagans naked, upside down. God on a cross. Luke 23:44. Now about the sixth hour, there was darkness over all the earth until the ninth hour. Then the sun was darkened. The veil was torn in two. And when Jesus cried out with a loud voice, he said, Father, into your hands I commit my spirit. Having said this, he breathed his last. So when the centurion saw what had happened, he glorified God and says, certainly this was a righteous man. Now, as a result of his obedience, Philippians 2:9. If you're still got a finger there, or grab the handout. Philippians 2:9. It starts with the word, what's the first word? Therefore, meaning due to his obedience. Right? Therefore. That is, because he was obedient, even to the point of death, even God dying naked on the cross. Therefore, God has highly exalted him. Woo-hoo! God has highly exalted him and given him the name. If your Bible says a name, really it's whole onomos, it's the name. God has given him the name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow, of those in heaven and those on earth and those under the earth, and that every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. So this Christmas, we honor and worship the man in the glory, Jesus Christ. Let's pray. Ron, I'm going to ask you to get ready to start our last song. And Carol, we're going to go out here singing. We're going to stand and sing. Let's pray. Lord God Almighty, we praise you. Lord, we thank you for looking down the corridors and seeing us. And at the realization of what you did for us, Lord, my life is yours. You own me. I've been bought at a price. Therefore, I glorify you in my body and in my mind, which is yours anyway, you told me. We thank you. We stop our busy day and busy Christmas season. We stop. We praise you. We acknowledge you for who you are. We praise you, and we are eternally yours for what you've done for us. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.
You're listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville and the Beaches, 91.5 FM, as well as W272BA, Cocoa Beach, Vieira, FM 102.3.
Is it true? You have tuned in.